back on the road. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden heading west in the closing days of the midterm elections and focusing on his student loan relief plan at his first stop in New Mexico, calling it a game changer.
Over 200,000 people in New Mexico have student loans, and the average borrower in New Mexico owes just over $34,000. And my plan is going to make a real difference in lowering the monthly cost for families as well.
Though for now, the plan is on hold because of legal challenges. The president trying to make the case his policies are helping families. Republicans blame him for voters' top concerns, including inflation and crime. Former President Trump loses a round in his long-running legal tug of war with New York Attorney General Letitia James, a Manhattan judge just granting her request for an independent monitor of Trump's real estate empire. James has accused the Trump Organization of continuing to engage in fraud after she sued over those allegations. Meantime, Trump is suing James again, accusing her of targeting him for political reasons and violating state laws in New York and in Florida, where he lives. The family of Gabby Petito files a $50 million wrongful death lawsuit against police in Utah.
A group of attorneys has filed a lawsuit against the Moab, Utah Police Department over how they handled Gabby Petito and her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, during a traffic stop more than 2 weeks before Laundrie killed her. The attorney said one of the officers had a history himself of harassment and domestic violence and failed to follow Utah law, which states that police officers have a duty to intervene.
She could have been protected that day. There are laws put in place to protect victims, and those laws were not followed.
Gabby's mother, Nicole Schmidt, says they hope their efforts help other families. The Moab Police Department says this lawsuit claims they should have been able to foresee the future, but that no one could have predicted Gabby's death.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. On Wall Street, another down day. The Dow was dropped 146. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Synagogues in New Jersey being warned to be on alert and take precautions. The FBI in Newark reporting credible threats, but calling them broad threats, not offering details. One centrist group tells Fox News it's working on a possible unity ticket, pairing a Democrat and Republican for the next presidential election.
The group No Labels began this effort in late 2021 after a lot of pushback from their members, thinking that they may be facing a situation in 2024 where the ticket, Democrat and Republican, is not desirable to vast majorities of the American people.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich.
No Labels has insisted they're not actively looking at anyone for this unity ticket. They're also not running a campaign, but there are moderates, names being kicked around, Joe Manchin among them, Republican governor in Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, also Larry Hogan.
Right now, the group is raising money and gathering signatures in an effort to gain ballot access in all 50 states and D.C. A disappointing forecast for the holiday shopping season, though it still predicts growth.
The National Retail Federation, the country's largest retail trade group, expects holiday sales growth will slow to a range of 6 to 8%, compared with last year's 13.5%, as rampant inflation takes a toll on holiday shoppers. The NRF is predicting that sales in November and December will grow to between around $943 to over $960 billion. For the past 10 years, holiday sales have risen on average nearly 5%. However, during the pandemic, Americans ramped up spending, especially online, which produced some outsized sales numbers.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Ukraine's president just making another appeal for local officials officials to conserve power. In a video address, he says about 4.5 million Ukrainians, that's more than 10% of the pre-war population, are temporarily without power now because of Russian attacks. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.